John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That may not sound dramatic to our ears, but believe me, to the Jewish reader, it was mind-blowing. The language used in John chapter 1, verse 14 takes us back to the book of Exodus. And when the text says that Jesus dwelt among us, the literal translation is that Jesus tabernacled or built his dwelling place among us. This statement, followed by the ability to see glory, would have made the Jewish reader in his mind go back to Exodus when God gave instructions for Moses to build a tabernacle so that God's presence could dwell in the midst of his people. Now, in Exodus, the nature of God's glory was very visible. In Exodus chapter 19, God instructs Moses to tell the people to prepare to meet with God. The people had previously agreed to follow the Lord and be a kingdom of priests that represent his goodness to the nations. And then God says, well, get ready, you're about to meet me on Mount Sinai. And then, on that particular day, the glory of the Lord manifested itself in thunder and lightning and a dark cloud and smoke and trembling. And when the people see this, they say to Moses, Moses, we are fearful. We will not approach God. So instead of people coming to the mountain to be in God's presence, God plans a way to come down the mountain to dwell with his people. And this is where God begins to give Moses plans for the building of the tabernacle. And once the tabernacle is completed, God's visible, manifested glory moves from the mountain to the inner sanctum of the tabernacle. But there's a difference here. Back in Exodus, there was limited access. Not everyone was allowed to go into the presence of God. Only Moses, and then after Moses, only the high priest, and then only once a year. But here in the Gospel of John, John is saying that that same glory has come in the flesh, into the world, and access is made available to all. It's not just for the high priest, not just for Moses, but everyone who has eyes to see and ears to hear. So there's a personal dynamic here, far greater than what was known in the Old Testament. This doesn't mean that God was not personally noble in the Old Testament, but here in Jesus Christ, in a full, complete way, his glory is personally knowable. We can look upon him and gaze and wonder. So he serves us by bringing us complete, full, personal access to the Father. Today, please pray for John Rigueres, our missionary in Portugal, and also remember the Romanian Life Word broadcast in Romania.